Knives, machetes, saws, and shears. Multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com. Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Welcome back for another OG Show Live. Mr. Randall, how you doing?
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Reel Down.
Welcome back to another episode of Bass Fishing for Me.
Hi, boys and girls. Welcome to, once again, Bass Tag Advance.
Brother!
This is the final cast.
Another segment of Chasing the Tide, your saltwater connection on the Palatine.
Welcome back, everyone. Another episode of Feather and Fur, your host.
Welcome back to Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Chris.
Hey, welcome back to Off the Water.
Hey guys, welcome to the Rusty Hood Kayak Fishing Podcast. Episode brought to you in part by Pelican, built to protect. Eastport Marina, Dale Hollow's go-to location. And Yak Gadget, American accessories and gear. Welcome to the Rusty Hook Kayak Fishing Podcast, a member of the Paddle and Fin Podcast Network. We're streaming live via Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook. Bring you the latest in fishing tips, gear reviews. Now, let's join John Rapp, your host. Hey guys, welcome to the Rusty Hook Kayak Fishing Podcast. I'm here at the Brownstone Room. Hope you guys don't mind hanging out with me a little bit tonight. So, as you can see, I got my setup down here, all ready to go. So make sure you do me a favor and go to the page, Rusty Hook Kayak Fishing Podcast. Hit like, follow it, and subscribe. And that way you can see when we go live. Also, make sure you like the Paddle and Fin Podcast page here so you know that when we take over Tuesday, which is what I do, I'm taking over the podcast from the Paddle and Fin OG, Brian Schiller and crew. So make sure you go like the pages. So we've got a pretty good show tonight. And as you can see right here to the side, I've got a chat board. I would love to, for you guys to drop in some comments. It's an interactive show. It's a live show. I want to hear from you. I've got a great show for you guys lined up tonight. I got Romel Labrador. I'm not sure how he pronounces that. That's my boy over on the West Coast. Newport Vessels, if you have been living in a closet, and I know you guys probably have not been, Newport came out with a fantastic new kayak accessory, a 3-horsepower electric motor. And I have the 1.8 horsepower, the 180. Love it. Absolutely love it. And I've been actually looking at batteries, the 24-volt battery, instead of tethering two of my 60Hs together. I've been looking to upgrade the battery until that bad boy came out. And as you'll see when we talk to Romel, they also sell batteries to go along with their motors now, which is pretty cool. Also tonight, I'm going to keep pushing my angler profile series, something new that I'm doing. I've got two pre-recorded videos from guys that have sent me their information to me so I can share what got them started and what the questions that they answered for us. It's going to be really cool. And then if we have time, may dial up one or two people and just chat with them and get them to talk to us about what got them started. So yeah, hit that like button, comment, and share. So let's see, it's 6:35, so over on the West Coast, it's 3:35. Let's go ahead and see if we can get Romel up on the chat. Ain't no reason to waste time. Well, you know, maybe I ought to go ahead and give him a few minutes. Let's go ahead and do our pre-roll for the angler profile series. It's just about 6 minutes. I got Buddy Vance from Logan. And guys, if you don't know who Buddy is, all the paddle and fin folks, he's a guy from West Virginia, and he is a hammer and absolutely the best bed fisherman I've ever met in my life. He's got eyes like a hawk. And then I got an old buddy of mine from West Virginia, too, from Princeton area. It's John Gillespie, who's answered a few questions. I think you'll enjoy the interview. And Richard DeVry, nothing but love for you. Can't wait to see you in April, my friend. But anyway, let's go hit these profiles up, and then I'll see you all here in just a minute.
Who would be with me for a fun day of fishing? Of course, my beautiful wife or my son. Days with them on the water is always a blessing. I'd also love to take my dad to Lake Erie one time. I think that would be a blast. When did I learn to fish? Let's see, my dad started me fishing as soon as I was old enough to pretty much hold a fishing rod. He took me my whole life growing up. There's countless memories of breaking a lot of rods, but him never giving up on me, but he always took me, and I appreciate it. Love you, Dad. What is my least favorite fishing technique? Of course, it's going to be a Senko rigged wacky style, weightless. Can't stand it. Brandy loves it, but it's just not for me. What is my favorite fishery? Hands down, it's going to be Lake Erie. It's amazing the amount of fish you can catch on this lake and the size of them. It's a trip that we start counting down the days each year. What is my favorite fishing technique? I love power fishing when possible. I like to cover as much water as I can in a day, but remain highly efficient. Bait for this technique I prefer would be a spinnerbait, a crankbait, bladed jig, buzz baits, or even flipping, pitching a jig, or maybe even a smaller plastic bait. Which anglers do I admire the most? Pro angler would be Jacob Wheeler or Kevin Van Dam. I also admire my beautiful wife, Brandy. She fishes all day, no matter what the conditions are, and she never gives up. She's definitely a trooper, and she don't complain. She gives it her all. This year by far was my biggest accomplishment for tournament fishing. I was able to finish first for Angler of the Year for the West Virginia Bass Kayak Nation. I was able to finish second for Angler of the Year for West Virginia Kayak Anglers. And I finished third this year for Angler of the Year for Southern West Virginia Kayak Angler. So it was a blessed year, especially fishing with my wife, Brandy. Love you, babe. You did excellent. Hopefully next year you'll be able to fish all the tournaments.
See, my favorite fishery, that would have to be New River. I love fishing kayak in New River. And Santee Cooper on the bass boats. What's my favorite fishing technique would be jig fishing. I love to throw jig, especially for big fish, largemouth, down Santee. Or even on the river, fishing for smallmouth. Jig fishing is my favorite. Well, if I had a choice of anybody living or dead, I'd want to go fishing with my dad. If not, I like fishing with my boys. We got one, Robert, that fishes with me in tournaments and stuff, and I enjoy it. And my least favorite would have to be drop shot. I've always got a drop shot tied on, but I never use it because I'm just not confident in it. Or do you admire? Well, on the pro side, it would be Jersey Mike Iaconelli. I enjoy watching him fish, especially when he's doing well. And Jody Queen on the kayak side. And the first time I met Jody, first time I fished against him, he narrowly beat me out on the big fish for a new kayak. I had a 21-inch smallmouth out of the New River, and he had a 21 and a quarter, and he beat me. Learn fish. I learned fish years ago when I was just a child. My dad would take us bank fishing most of the time down on Bluestone River in Mercer County. Greatest accomplishment in fishing, I guess that would be, I feel like learning how to river fish off of a kayak and learning how to fish off a big boat, bass boat, in the lake.
Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com. The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
All right, guys, we're back. Hey, I appreciate you guys hanging out, watching these two guys give us a little inside info on what got them started. It's what I like to call my angler profile series. Do it every month or every week now. I've been around. I know a lot of anglers here in West Virginia and beyond. Brian Schiller's been on. I've had Randy Newton from Florida. So, if you would like to be a part of that, please reach out to me. I'll let you know what I need from you, and we can add you to the show, or we'll even throw you in here live, and we can talk about it toward the end of the program. See, I've got the three people here on the show from the Paddle and Fin page. I got the one person over at the Twitch, and looks like no one's watching from YouTube, but this software is so cool. This is the first show that is streaming live on Twitter. So is Elon Musk doing stuff? Yeah, he's doing stuff. Don't let those folks out there lie to you. Now you have the capability, if you have the right software, you can stream on Twitter. And now I have two people watching, which is really cool. It's time to reach out west. And I've got my screen set up. I'm going to call Romel, bring him on. And then while he's chatting, I've got the Newport screen up, so maybe we can show you a little bit about in visual what he's talking about, to give you guys an idea about the new NK300. So let's go ahead and reach out to Romel. Hopefully he's somewhere where he can get good signal, and we'll go from there. Hey Randy, nothing but love for you, brother. I was just chatting about you. So YouTube is not getting data for this phone. Okay. Come on, Romel. There we go. Hey! All right. What's going on, brother? Hey, man.
I don't think I can hear you.
Oh, yeah. You're good. If you could turn your phone sideways, brother, that would be great.
Can't hear audio.
You're not hearing me on audio? Okay. Let's try that again. All right. Hang tight, folks. We're going to get him back here. I'm going to send him a message and see if he can call me. There we go. He's doing that right now. Hey man, can you hear me?
Hey John, no audio. I can't hear you.
Okay, wait one second. Let me see if I can fix that. Yeah, buddy, I can hear you. Let's see. Let me make sure that we have the right mic on. How about it now, brother? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Romel? How about now, brother? Can you hear me? No? Yes? Okay. I can hear you. Okay, guys. So this is just something really different here. I don't know why I'm not getting this. Let's see. Romel is there. I've got microphone, JLabs, speakers, headset. How about now, buddy? Anything? No. Well, this is weird. I don't know. Okay. Hey, Romel.
Audio test? Yep, I'm there. Audio's good on my side.
I don't understand. I'm getting your audio. You're getting my audio. You're not getting my audio. Hey guys, if y'all are out there, let me know if you can hear me.
You want to try to call me back?
Yeah, I can do that.
All right. Let's do this. Why don't you type me your questions, and then we'll kind of go through it.
Okay. This is terrible. So tell us about the NK300.
Go through it. So as you know, we released the NK300. So this is our second release in the kayak series market. Basically, the NK180 was 1.8 horsepower, 500 watts motor. And so the new motor is 3 horse, and it's rated at 1300 watts, right around. It's actually 1280 to 1300, depending, but
That's pretty sweet.
Oh, there you go. Got you.
Nice. All right. Sweet. Good deal, buddy. That's just one little setting that it's amazing.
Of course.
You know, I'm using Streamlabs on the Prism Live Studio, which is new, and we're actually streaming live on Twitch, YouTube, and Twitter now, along with here at the Paddle and Fin podcast page. But Romel, what I've done, I've switched up our view here. So while you're talking, sure. I have the Newport motor up on the screen for people to look at. So while you're explaining about the new motor, they get a chance to look at it on what's on your Facebook page.
Right. Excellent. So I guess, we kind of, when we released the NK180, really that was our, first, dipped our toes in the water here as far as we got along. That was about 2 years ago now. So, kind of learning off, going off what we learned in the last 2 years, feedback from customers and NK180 is still, it's cruising along. The popularity that's gained in the last 2 years is quite amazing. This last year definitely took an upturn in popularity and basically all the scenes, tournament scene, as well as your recreational fishermen and so on and so forth. So we basically took feedback from pro staffers, tournament anglers, the casual fishermen, just people out there using it. And, the three horse was always in the works, but the NK180 was our stepping stone. And we basically went through and took a look at things that we could change and things that we could do better. And then, so we applied that to the NK300. So as you know, the NK300, like I said, is a three horse, 1300 watt motor, runs on 36 volts. And that seems to be a lot of questions about that. So we can discuss that as we go along.
Yeah.
The reason why we did that. So a couple things that, you can take a look at in the photos. Obviously it's a larger motor. It's about fully decked out. The NK180 is right around, I think it was like 14 pounds or something like that, all said and done. This motor is right around 25, so it is quite a bit heavier, and I mean obviously it's quite a lot bit larger motor, larger propeller, definitely more thrust. We extended the shaft length, so it actually has a longer shaft length to compensate for. We listened to a bunch of different manufacturers and looked at customers that were for running depth and whatnot, like the Hobie PAs. They run a little bit high in the back, so the NK180 you'd have to run it basically all the way down to the bottom,
right,
for it to run well, and it run fine that way. So we basically came out, the NK180 is a 19-inch shaft, whereas the NK300 is a 24 0.5 inch shaft, so 24 inch shafts. It's quite a bit longer. Has a built-in aerofoil on the shaft, and to help with you know, cleaning up some of the water flow around the circle shaft. So as far as mounting goes, you notice that the mounting bracket's a little different. It's a little slimmed down, kind of minimalist design. Not to say that the old one wasn't great. It was fine. We just wanted a little something a little bit sleeker.
Hey, so that's color. Let me ask you this question while we're there.
Yeah.
With the NK180 mount, the bracket, which I have, I use the 180. Will the 300 utilize the old bracket, or do you have to buy, does it come with its own separate bracket?
So the NK180 mount, the existing one, the NK300 will fit right in there. So
that's beautiful.
Same dimensions.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Same everything. So
works, yeah, so
it still works.
So looking at your page, it's, you know, it's 25.5 pounds. And, of course, the 36 volt, I completely understand why you guys went there. Well, you know, when we were talking at ICAST and we were talking, you know, about that new feel-free motor that came out, that's on its way out, but they're going to 48 volt. And Peter was talking to me about that. And you guys, your boat, it's just efficiency. And I mean,
it is.
100%. So, I mean, I completely understand it. And I think you guys rocking it. When I saw everything yesterday, and I'm thinking, dang, God. I mean, I was searching for batteries, you know, for my 180. I wanted to stop tethering my two little 12 volts, and I wanted to get me a 24 volt. And then that popped out. Of course, I knew it was coming when you released the other version of the motor.
The NT.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
the transom version.
So I knew this was coming, but I didn't know it was going to be 36 volt, which I think you guys are killing it, man. By selling a battery with it, at really a great price.
So. It is. I mean, we try to pass the value on to the customer and make it easy for you guys. I mean, obviously, you're still able to buy whatever 36 volt battery you want. But for customers that want to purchase it from one vendor, just nice and easy, this is what we recommend. No questions asked. You know, works well. I mean, shoot, there's so many 36 volt batteries, and when it originally came out, and we were discussing it, and we tested 24 volts actually initially on this motor, and it worked. It just wasn't, the efficiency wasn't there.
Right.
We could have released it, but we weren't happy with the performance and the efficiency. So we decided to up it to 36, and honestly, the 36 volt thing. I mean, it is a common size. I mean, that's probably one of the most common sizes in the big boat world. And with the kind of advancing technology and competition in lithium now, I mean, there's new bat companies popping up left and right. You know, the 36 volt platform availability is huge. I think every major company has a 36 volt offering. So that kind of eased our minds a little bit, and we understand, you know, our customers that have the NK180s with the 24 volts. But I think what it boils down to is once you go step up to this big motor, it's a complete upgrade. I mean, I think people don't realize that the benefits of, running 36 volts is mainly it's current draw.
Right.
So current draw is the big thing. So,
they're going to look at that, right? I mean, they're going to look at your battery and say, why are you guys offering a 30 AH?
Yeah.
It's right. You can. and it's, I mean, you don't need that 100 AH as a 12 volt because of the efficiency of that battery.
Right. 100%. So, like, typically, so like your 55 pound thrust 12 volt motor, your standard run-of-the-mill, the XI3 guys will know this. At full throttle, you'll pull 50 amps, right? So you need 100 amp hours to run for 2 hours.
Right.
Like full throttle, right? And so amazingly, the NK180, the NK180 pulls right around 25 amps. It's like right under 30, which is really good, 24 volts for that size motor. And amazingly, the NKA 300 at 1300 watts only pulls right around 32 amps.
That's so awesome.
You're still in that 30 amp range. Yeah. So, so you're not only benefit from efficiency, it's you start looking at wiring size. You don't have to run 8-gauge wire. You can run 10-gauge wire. It's perfectly fine. You don't have to buy the big $75 quick disconnect connectors. You can run the smaller connectors because that current draw is small. And the benefit also of having low current draw is longevity. So the more current you have, the more heat you generate in everything. So boards, motors, wires, batteries, that's a downside of having high current draw. So the upside of having low current draw is efficiency, longevity, and everything. So it's definitely, there's more ups than there are downs, that's for sure. Yeah, definitely.
Well, I know you're tearing up the podcast circuit, brother. I know you were busy last night. You're here with me tonight. Yeah. You probably got a couple more shows lined up. What are how long does Newport Vessels plan on extending this introduction Cyber Monday pricing? Is it going to last like through the week, or are we just going to have 3 days to pounce on it? Do you have any idea on that?
So right now we don't have any deals on the NK300. The deals are for our NK180s and our legacy products. I don't know off the top of my head, shame on me for that, but right now, and I'll offer this to anyone that's on the podcast, until Wednesday at 12, so tomorrow at midnight, the KBN10 code is a 10% off discount for the NK300. So, I mean, you're going to save, you know, $120 bucks.
Oh, yeah. And off that. And you guys offer that for the military guys too, don't you?
At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Oh, we do.
I saw a 10% discount out there. That's, appreciate that. That's pretty awesome. I mean,
honestly, at the price that we came out, I think we shocked a lot of people with
no doubt
the price that we came out. That $12.99 price. We basically are bringing the value to the customer. I mean, definitely try to keep the average customer in mind when we came out with pricing and you know, we followed suit what we did with the NK180. I mean, the NK180 at what we had it priced at, we felt in the marketplace was fair, and we did a lot of research, market research, and definitely that rang true. So we definitely wanted to keep that same vibe going with the even the NT300. The NT300 is actually priced really, really at $999.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, the NT, so the Transom version, is $999. Yeah. So, I mean, you can't beat the performance for sure for that value to the customer.
Okay, so I got to ask you this, my friend. When we were at ICAST and you guys were pounding out them builds over at the New Canoe booth, I mean, you know, you were throwing out all that new technology on your build. I know you had to be thinking, man, I want to throw this 300 over there and just shock the world. Did that cross your mind, Danny, brother?
Oh, of course it did. You know, we can't throw the cart before the horse.
So, amen.
I mean, I definitely wanted to. It was definitely, I definitely had been testing it already by then. From then till now, we made, I don't know how many different adjustments and fine tuning and whatnot. So, even from July till now, the product has evolved to something where we felt it was time for us to release it, and that's when we decided to bring it out. And I think you guys, will be presently surprised. I know there was a lot of, when we first came out with NK180, of course there was a lot of skepticism about the motor, and I think, you know, over the last 2 years of people running it and it being out there, it's definitely has shown, the level of quality and time and design and take and care it took to come out. And, you know, also having a great customer service department behind us. That's one thing we definitely have always hung our hats on, before we started doing the brushless stuff. Newport customer service has always been, really, really good. That's still one of our main pillars that we lean on. And that's going to ring true now and moving forward for sure.
Awesome, brother. So let's just to recap here. It's a 1300 watt, 3 horsepower equivalent, 36 volt battery mm-hmm. requirement. The motor weighs 25 and a half pounds.
Correct.
The propeller is a 9.82 blade composite propeller. So one of the guys was asking me, have you guys got with like one objective or anybody and have anybody design a prop guard for that yet? Sort of like what Torquedo has for theirs? Or are you coming out with
that? We haven't gone down that route yet. And we haven't needed it for the NK180 because the prop is, I don't know if you're familiar with NK180.
The prop
is so small.
Yeah.
Yeah. The prop is so small. I don't know anyone that's going to prop. That's the biggest thing. The reason why you would run a prop guard is,
a large
prop when you're going. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, as this motor, obviously the prop's larger. And if it's, becomes necessary, we'll look into it. But at this point in time,
possible.
Yeah, we really are not looking at that. And our replacement prop prices are quite reasonable too. So
I got you.
The materials that we use should be. I mean, we tested a bunch of different composites as we went along. We came to the one we're at now, and we're pretty confident that the durability is going to be there. So, but that's not to say if the need comes about, we definitely always listen to our customers and our users out there. And if it's something that needs be, then, I think we can come up with something pretty quick.
So. Yeah, I figured, and if you guys don't, those entrepreneurs out there will. So, I know the guy that was asking, he's looking at that real hard, and he's a river fisherman mm-hmm. here in West Virginia, a lot of rapids, a lot of rocks. Mm-hmm. I know he was looking at that. That was why that question was proposed.
Sure.
But yeah, man.
If you look, it's a solid one. I've been running it for quite some time now, and I wouldn't stand behind it if I didn't think it was a great motor. So.
There's no doubt. Yeah. You're killing it, man. You're killing it. No doubt. I mean, this was my first year motorized. I mean, I've been fishing since 2013, and I've been paddling and pedaling, but I went out and mm-hmm. I bought the Bixby J2 for my Feel Free. It's a nice motor, but it just didn't have the oomph for a big old boy like me,
That it always has had that. I mean, everything about it is really good. I mean, like I said, I used to run Bixby. Love the product. But they just, I hate to say it, it's just more recreational than it was.
Exactly.
The battery, just the runtime wasn't there.
Right.
The thrust that's necessary to fish. I fished the Delta, California Delta, and and when the and it's tidal. So
okay,
when the tide's coming in and coming out,
yeah, sometimes you need a little hairy push,
you know.
So
yeah,
hey,
yeah. So
you been out any past few weeks?
Oh my goodness, I have not. Unfortunately, I've been in the labs and you know getting all this stuff out. But I actually have some plans coming up to go fish with Greg Blanchard.
Beautiful.
I'll meet up with him and we'll go hit the Delta and. And yeah, I need some water therapy for sure.
Amen, man. Well, you know, I will have to live through you and Greg here in this 30-degree weather, man. So, but
oh gosh,
yeah, I'm here in the mountains in West Virginia, my friend. Just in case you were wondering, and it is it's getting chilly here. Walleye are starting to bite pretty good near me, but the smallmouth are still a little active, but the walleye are kicking in. But hey,
those are good eating right there.
I appreciate. We're going to switch gears on you now. Instead of you wearing the hat of the Newport Vessels, now I'm going to put you as the hat of a kayak angler, okay? So I do a kayak angler profile series. And sure. Did I lose you?
Yeah, we're here.
Oh, let me see. We lost your video, my friend.
Lost my video. Okay, there you go.
There we go. You're back. Okay. So, okay, Romel, so the first question is, when did you learn to fish?
Oh gosh, I was 6 or 7 years old with my grandfather.
Grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
First time I can. That's. I don't really remember it vaguely. I remember it vaguely, but more so through photos. When I was younger, my grandfather used to take me out, and but I don't really start remembering stuff until the first time I went striper fishing with my grandfather. That was probably the first, probably big fish that I caught. That's why I remember it so well. So, yeah.
Awesome.
That was,
way
back when.
Let's talk about technique. What is your favorite technique in fishing?
Oh, gosh, man. I go back and forth always. But if I have to get a fish in the boat, green fish, I'm going to probably say the Nico rig. Probably.
Nico rig? Okay. What is your least favorite?
Oh, gosh. Probably, I hate to say it because I live in California, but I hate swim bait.
Swim bait?
I just cannot check them big old baits for that long. I don't have the patience for it. Yeah. But something that I want to get good at, but big swim baits. I mean, we're talking like, you know, the big guys.
I
just don't have the patience for it. There is a technique for it, and I haven't figured it out yet. I want to, but...
Is that something you could throw in the Delta? The big swim bait? I'm stripers, yeah.
For sure.
Okay. Hey, man, so if you were able to go out for a fun day of fishing, who would you go with?
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh, man. I'll tell you what. So I think I've had this question asked before, and a fun day of fishing would have to be my grandfather. He passed away many years ago when I was in high school, and you know, I didn't really get it. Was more of a chore back then, you know, when I was younger. I enjoyed it until, you know, I got to high school, and then in high school I feel like I could have enjoyed it more if I was, you know, into it. And so if I had to fish with somebody right now, this very moment, I'd fish with my grandfather because I think I'd enjoy it more for sure.
I totally get you there. And that's been the answer quite a few times. So if you were to look up at an angler, name one professional and one kayak angler that you admire.
Oh gosh.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, The Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
A kayak angler's funny because he's my friend, but would be Greg. Just very humble, works hard, loves the sport, loves to fish. Loves to talk to people, you know, loves to, he's just a great ambassador for the sport. And I've been lucky enough for the last 4 years to rig his kayaks and befriend him and just a pleasure to be around 100%.
Awesome.
Professional angler. Oh man. I've always liked KVD.
Yeah.
I just love his drive. I just love the way he goes about his, you know, his routines, and he's just been there for so long, you know. I just always loved watching old, you know, videos and whatnot of him throwing a spinner bait around, and you know, just yeah, definitely KVD. Yeah.
Outstanding. And if you can name one accomplishment, what would you name as an angler an accomplishment you're proud of?
Oh gosh. You know, when I first got into as an angler and as a kayak fisherman, is just probably being a regional director and national pro staff and a pro staff for New Canoe, was huge for me. I mean, honestly, I'm not the best fisherman in the world. I'll say that right now. I love to fish. Maybe if I concentrated on it more, I'd probably be better at it, but just the opportunities that they gave me when I started getting into the kayak fishing game, to be a representative for their company, and solely on the fact that I was good at rigging kayaks. Also, I, you know, obviously fish too, but
right.
They saw the knowledge and the ability that I had, and they gave me the opportunity to be on the forefront for their brand. And still to this day, you know, love New Canoe, been with them since 2015.
Hey,
probably, yeah.
Don't forget, man, you also won the...
Oh. That was a good one, too.
Yeah,
that was a good one, too.
You and Fletch battled, my friend.
Unfortunately, it was against my buddy Fletch.
Yeah,
but I mean, I think everybody won on that one.
There's no doubt about it.
It was such a cool thing to do.
Yeah,
just to be amongst the people in the industry and to do what I love to do, and to see Fletch and Mike do their thing I don't call anybody a loser in that one. I think
Amen.
Everybody wins in that one. But
I'll
take the W, though, still. I mean, let's be honest. Still.
I hear you, man. It was awesome. Now, those guys have been on my show a couple of times, and Mikey is infectious. He smiles so much.
His energy is.
Yes.
Oh,
I mean, they are, those two, they're infectious, man. So, anyway, I think we covered all of them. So I appreciate you taking a few moments there, brother, and answering a few of the profile questions. So, hey, man.
Appreciate you guys having me.
No, man,
I appreciate you guys. Yeah.
Just coming on my little show when you have all those big names calling you in. Yeah. I actually didn't think you'd answer my message. I'm like, he's busy. He's got all these other people yelling at him. And then when you said, sure, man, I'll do it. I'm like, heck yeah, all right. Made my night.
Yeah, no, stay humble. We stay humble. We stay grounded, and we try to answer as many questions and with good information as we can. That's why we're here, for sure. I'm never afraid to share my knowledge. Oh, lights went out. Hold on.
Man, I'll say. Yeah, I guess it's 4:14 out there. It's time to get ready to go at the happy hour, isn't it?
Oh, so, yes. It's almost time to head home. Luckily, I don't live too far. But
awesome. Well, hey, I will let you go. I appreciate you jumping in there. Just had a message. Can't remember.
Oh,
popped off. But anyway, I appreciate you taking a few moments, brother, and jumping on here with us on the East Coast time. And nothing but love for you. God bless you and wish you nothing but the best.
Same here. Same goes to you guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, guys. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be right back to wrap up the show.
Ace Resort, West Virginia's number one destination for whitewater, hiking, zip lining, and more. Check out aceraft.com. That's Brooks Supply Company, Georgia's number one go-to kayak fishing supply store. Gear, accessories, and custom rigging. Look them up, westbrooksupplyco.com. Yak Gadget, proudly supplying you with American-made products and gear. Check out yakgadget.com. Feel Free Kayaks. Paddle, pedal, or power, there's something for everyone. Check out feelfreeus.com. Payne Outdoors is a custom plastic maker, design consultant, product reviewer, and outdoor writer. Check out more at PayneOutdoors.com.
All right, guys. Yeah, hey, we're still here. We're in the Brownstone Room here.
Welcome to the Rusty Hook Kayak Fishing Podcast. A member of the Paddle and Fin Podcast.
So I appreciate you guys hanging out with us tonight. I apologize for some of the little issues that we had there at the beginning of Romel's interview, but I appreciate the numerous folks that stuck around. I see Buddy Vance, Randy Newton, Joe Farley, and Richard DeVry made a comment. We had several people join us on the Twitter platform tonight, which is really cool. I hope the Twitter folks out there enjoyed watching a live stream here on the Rusty Hook Kayak Fishing Podcast. Anyway, we've been on almost 50 minutes, so I think that's about it. But I got to tell you, I've got the NK180, and like I was mentioning at the beginning of the show, my intent and purpose was to go get me a 24-volt battery. I've been using 2-amped outdoor 60Ah's tethered. And never have run out of a battery power while I've been out on the water. I've had this NK hooked up on my Big Fish 103. I had it rigged up with some metal brackets in the back of the boat. It would push the Big Fish 103 at 3.9 miles per hour in a big old tub. Steady, stable kayak. I love it. It would get it up almost to 4 miles an hour. But I moved it over to my Mokin 12.5, which is my riverboat. Had John Thomas at Yak Gadget build me a platform on the back so I could run my NK180 and I could still put stuff on the sides. So I got four hole mounts and it works outstanding. I took it up to Lake Erie and had a blast moving. That thing would put that was my first outing with it in May of this year. Took it up for a whole week, kept them batteries charged. Never ran out of batteries, which was really surprising. I was up there with Buddy Vance, and if you watched the profile that we did with Buddy a little bit ago, I mentioned how he is one hell of a bed fisherman. We were up there during the spawn, and I bet Buddy, we did our own little individual tournament, and his five fish average was right at 20 inches. He had right at 100 inches of fish for. He had a big, I think it was a 21 and a half, and then he had a couple 19s, but dude killed it. He had bass boats following him and his Hobie. He had the XI3. He was out moving around, and he could spot lock those babies, drop, and he would pitch, boom. I got video while I was out on the water. I actually used my hotspot. And I used this program, Prism Live Studio, from my phone, and we shot a lot of live video. So if you go back to the Rusty Hook page and go back to May, you can find some of the video of us up on the water. I caught a couple fish live on video, which was really cool. It was the first time I'd ever been able to do that. But NK180 is a good motor, and it would push my Mokin at almost 5 miles an hour. If I was running with current, I could get over five. Against current, it was always like 4.9, 4.8, 4.9, almost at the 5 mile an hour mark. So I can only imagine what this 3 horsepower, 1300 watt NK300 would do in that Mokin series boat. What do you guys think? Think it could push six, a little over six? I believe it probably could. Anyway, make sure you go check out the pages here. I mean, go back to scene three here. You can see where I had Romel on there a minute ago. You can see over here, let me get over to my third monitor and show you guys a little bit about this motor. It's designed to produce industry-leading power for ultimate performance on the water, offers the longest run time for any kayak motor on the market. And, you know, he explained the amp draw is just a little over 30. So you're going to get extended time from that. Brushless technology, remote throttle. I mean, it's really cool. And this is what I really, really love, is the fact that they're now selling batteries to go along with it. Or you can go find your own aftermarket battery. But, you know, when it's pretty easy when you're going to drop the money on. And this is very well priced. I mean, very well priced. And it's got, a 5-year warranty, if I remember correctly. 2-year on the motor. 40 watts, you get 30 hours, 66 miles. At 300 watts, you get 4 hours, 17 miles. And maxed out, you can get almost 7 miles in an hour and 10 minutes on that 30 AH. So, guys, I hope y'all enjoyed the episode here. Make sure you go like, subscribe, and get notified when we go live here at the Paddle and Fan. The next live video will be with Brian and Jay Thursday night. And you can look for the other guys' shows being uploaded every day. I can tell you that they are pumping out content. December 9th through January 10th, I believe, will be the hiatus for the live shows and the uploaded content. Brian's giving all of us a break, so we can take a breather, enjoy the holidays, decompress and recharge, and try to bring you guys some top-notch content. Appreciate everybody hanging out with me tonight. Nothing but love for you. This episode will go to the audio podcast version of my show on the Anchor FM's John-Rap. Anyway, I want to sign out of here. Nothing but love for you, and y'all have a great night.
Thank you for tuning in to the Rusty Hook Kayak Fishing Podcast. Join us every Tuesday night as guests chat about their experiences, picking up a few tips, tricks, and some on-the-water techniques, new gear releases, and product reviews. Always raw and unfiltered straight talk, streaming via the Rusty Hook Kayak Fishing Facebook page, YouTube channel, at Camo Ninja WV, and at Twitch TV WV Rap. Go subscribe and follow us on all our social media. If you miss this live stream or are traveling, use your favorite podcast platform for our audio playback on Apple Podcasts, Anchor, Spotify, and more.